The best way to wake up.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Let's talk about Mean Girls at the Civic Center right now. Two of the stars, Danielle Wade and Adante Carter, are here. Welcome to the show. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
We're good. So have you been to Iowa before?
I have. I've passed through a few times. I'm from South Dakota, so I competed in gymnastics as a kid here. And
did
stuff,
you really?
So, yeah. Oh, okay. So it's fun to be back as an adult.
Yeah, sure.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
Do a cartwheel.
I did it. There you go.
Ooh, so what's the most advanced gymnastics thing you can pull off?
I want to know.
I mean, safely, I could do on a stage probably backhand spring back tuck.
What? Yeah. Okay, yeah. You said sick, so other things would be a little more experimental.
Yeah.
Give me that blue floor.
I'll do some more things. Okay. Get on a stage. And,
One of my daughters has done gymnastics, and she, anytime, she can be anywhere at any point in time and just do a cartwheel or whatever. Were you like that when you were in it?
Yeah. Actually, I grew up watching Cats, the musical. My parents were like, oh, he can do some of that stuff. Let's put him in gymnastics. And now I'm in Mean Girls, the musical.
All those gymnastics parents out there right now.
There's hope.
And so where are you from? You're South Dakota. What about you, Danielle? Where are you from?
I'm from Canada. Actually. Awesome. Yes. Yeah. I am a Canada lady. I have all Jean on. They don't know that, but I'm
Canadian tuxedo. Yes,
doing them proud.
And so, all right, tell us about the characters you play in the show. We'll start with you first, Danielle.
I play Katie Heron, and she is the basically a transfer student from Africa who just showed up in high school and is trying to deal with that, and she definitely doesn't fit in right away. She's got socks and sandals and living her best Africa life. Honestly, I feel a lot like Katie in real life sometimes.
A little bit of a transplant feeling, right? Yep. How about you, Adante?
I play Aaron Samuels, and I'm a boy in her math class. I notice the socks and sandals, and I fall in love with her. So that's really fun, and it kind of moves the storyline. She kind of wants to fall in love with me, but I have another girl has her hands on me, Regina George, who is the mean girl.
Do you catch people in the crowd like saying your lines back to you, almost like the iconic lines?
Sometimes you can hear them. Yeah. It depends on what lines, because a lot of the setup for the lines and the jokes are the same, but the punchlines are different.
Yeah. Okay.
Which keeps everybody on their toes a bit.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Tina's brilliant about doing that.
Yeah. Very clever lady.
Translating it to the stage for us, you know, not being exactly the movie, but also having the moments you love from the movie on the stage.
Yeah. Oh, now, did you guys get to interact with Tina Fey?
Yeah, because it's the first national tour, she was very heavily involved because they changed a lot of things from the Broadway production, actually.
Okay.
And she was rewriting and giving us new jokes, and especially we have new lines for Adante and all of these things we've updated. We've made it very much part of today rather than, because it was 2004.
Right.
Some things have changed over the years.
Right, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And does she get pretty serious at times, Tina Fey? I mean,
she's so cool. She's
so nice.
A professional and one of the most down-to-earth, lovely humans you will ever meet.
Yeah. And her husband, Jeff Richmond, who did the music, is just as equally, he's amazing.
He's so nice. Goofy.
Yeah, we love all of the creative team. Yeah.
Okay. So what's in all of the auditioning that you guys have done over time, what's the meanest thing someone's ever said? Have you ever gotten like a mean bit of feedback?
I think not even hearing back is pretty mean.
Pretty brutal.
I just put my heart, never mind. Nice to not hear from you.
You get nothing. That's almost worse.
It's usually
than
nothing.
Something.
I know I have one specific thing, and it is very unkind. I was told I didn't have a certain kind of face. And they told me I didn't have. This is so terrible.
That's okay.
Oh, I'm reliving it. That I wasn't pretty enough to be a certain character, but not pretty enough to be the other character.
Ooh.
I was like, what does that even mean? I look like a person.
Right. It's like you're not pretty enough, or you're not awkward enough, or, you know, whatever the...
I was like, ugly, I'm plenty awkward, okay?
Right.
Just give me the awkward part.
Well, obviously you didn't let it slow you down much, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing
you
okay.
Gotta, you have to have thick skin to be in the industry,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
There's no doubt, yeah.
All right, well, Mean Girls, of course, going on at the Civic Center all this week through Sunday. You can make your reservations, of course, through the Civic Center ticket box office, dmpa.org, always by phone, too. It's been really nice to meet you both. I hope you have a good stay here in Des Moines.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Enjoy your time here, and good luck with the show, too,
thank
while
you so
you're
much.
Here.
Thanks for
Very
having
good.
Us.
Mean Girls, Danielle and Dante have been our guests this morning.
Relying on lots and lots and lots of caffeine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Star 102.5.